team news-wise, how are you looking ahead of the match with Burton?
Yeah, it's excellent on the team news front, with including Nathan Smith in this. We're fully fit. We're good to go. It's everyone's fit and available. Obviously, certain lads like Nathan will be a little bit short of possibly where we want them to be. But in terms of actually training this week, they haven't missed anything.
That's brilliant for you, isn't it? Because the last month or so, you've had a couple of injury problems and a suspension issue, and now all of a sudden, they've all gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we got after the Morecambe game away from home, we obviously were stretched to the limit going to Mansfield. I think we had seven lads out, possibly. But that's part and parcel of football. You know, I think, you know, managers, when they go in at the start of the season, we all go on about strength of squads and depth of squads, because we all know at one stage in the season, it's going to be tested. Ours was probably tested a little bit earlier than we wanted. People have spoke really well about the strength and depth we have at the club. And I think, although we've been on the back of possibly a poor run in terms of we've took 1 point out of nine, certainly the win at Mansfield and the Fleetwood result away from home, I thought we were excellent on the day. We've responded well from the two defeats on the spin.
Yeah, because that ultimately, you would imagine, will prove to be a very good point in the end, regardless of the frustration to the late equaliser.
Yeah, fans get frustrated, and you know, I can understand that as a manager, because we obviously don't. You know, to concede so late away against a team who's second in the league. It's part and parcel of the game, and I say all the time, it's a long season. You know, I keep reiterating the fact of Rotherham and Bradford last year, and I use these two clubs as big examples. Both went up. Both were never really up there for long spells. Both come with ridiculous. Rotherham's run was amazing. You know, Steve put together a fantastic run at the end of the season. And, you know, Bradford, similar after getting to the Carling Cup, Capital One Cup. You know, we're probably down 12th, 13th in the league and coming to the running. You know, everyone wants to be up there and everyone wants to win the league in October, and unfortunately for us all, it doesn't exist.
It brings about the, I wonder, happy then dilemma. You've got lots of selection issues then ahead of this match this weekend, not least Roberts. Do you throw him back in amongst others and many, many more besides?
I think at the end of the day, it's important that as a manager, you want to be able to sit down with your staff and say, right, what do we pick? What you don't want is the team picking itself because you're that stretched. We've certainly got the first case scenario today, and you know, our team's picked. Of course, our team's picked. We know our team. The lads know the team now. This morning, from this morning onwards, they'll know the team. I don't believe in sending lads home not knowing they're playing. And you know, I do believe competition for places at football clubs is healthy. And if you get that shirt, you've got the first chance of keeping it.
So Ryan Edwards then back in the picture, given his recovery in terms of being, like you say, match sharp. Where is he at?
Ryan Edwards or Nathan Smith?
Nathan Smith, I beg your pardon.
Ryan's in a good place. He hasn't missed a day's training.
Yeah, sorry.
The likes of Nathan, now Nathan's had an ankle operation, hasn't he? And, you know, he's been out for what he's been out for, and he's trained possibly a week with Shane Nicholson, and he's come back in with us now, and he's done three or four days, tough days, you know. So the likelihood is he won't make the bench tomorrow, you know, but given time to get a game under his belt, you know, we will be able to call on Nathan now if we had to. So obviously a little bit more training, a little bit more time, just gives him the benefit of that.
And the squad have proven recently just what flexibility that they've got, because you've played a certain way to start the season. Last weekend it was slightly different. You've got plenty of options there.
We have a style of play that we want to play. You know, thankfully for us, you know, we believe in that style of play. It's not a case of, well, that's what got us top, and you know, every game individually is a different game. You know, but our style of play is what we play at this club. I don't need to go into that. You know, certainly tomorrow we'll be able to go back to that.
Tendai Darikwa. Media reports have circled again about him after the Fleetwood game, and who may or indeed may have watched him, David Moyes at Fleetwood. How aware are you of any interest in him? Has anything been said to you at all?
I think you've got to be very careful with these things, and, you know, obviously for your lads in the media and journalists, and, you know, your job is to print and to speak about speculation. I think sometimes it can be quite unhelpful. You know, Tendai's a young lad that's attracted interest now for a period of time. You know, but during that period of time, he's had a hernia operation. You know, he's had a couple of highs and lows. One thing he is doing now, he's just starting to return to that form that got people speaking about him. You know, he was excellent at Fleetwood last week. And I think one day, hopefully, like a lot of players at our club, they leave us. You know, that's the nature of football. And when that day comes, it means because they've done really well for us. If that means Tendai's day comes closer, you know, we wish him the best of luck. I'd like to think that he keeps progressing with us and we can all go where we want to be together.
No, but Manchester United haven't picked up the phone then in the last 7 days.
He's still here. So I think that answers that one, doesn't it? Unless Chris Taylor's taken them calls and not me. No, but you know, I'm not so sure David Moyes was watching Tendai. I think David would have been taking the game in due to geography and where he lives in Preston. He'd be friends with Graeme Alexander and them boys at Fleetwood. So I think it'd be a bit more to that. But, you know, obviously with media speculation, it can be what it can be.
Just one other issue before we move on to the game itself. Chris Porter's obviously come in and had a big impact for you. What, as far as you're concerned, does the future hold for him here?
Again, you know, it's hard football. You know, Sheffield United are obviously about to appoint a new manager, you know, and the new manager will go into Sheffield. I would imagine he'd want all his players back in terms of to see what squad assessment that's in the best interest of Sheffield United. So at the minute, probably the likelihood is Chris will go back when his loan ends. He's been excellent for us. You know, at the end of the day, if we can alter that or we can change that, obviously till Sheffield United get a new manager, it'd be purely hypothetical for me to speak about it. You know, certainly Chris is going to be involved for us tomorrow. He's been excellent. He was outstanding at Fleetwood last week. He was excellent in the win against Mansfield. He'll probably be the first to it. Should have probably had a couple of goals. He's had a couple of great chances. I do believe with confidence and playing games, that'll all come. You know, I can't speak highly enough of Chris. I can only speak about people firsthand and what they've done for us. Not only does he conduct himself really well, he's playing really well, and that's important.
So, Burton, as a challenge then, what do you make of them right now?
I think they're a good side. You know, again, in the league, you know, and a lot of teams have done it over the summer. They lose players and you recruit again and you hit the ground and you start again with pre-season. Losing Magoma and Zola were two big misses for Burton Albion, the two huge players to lose for any club. You know, if we lost two players of that calibre, we'd feel it, you know. And I think Gary's recruited really well, but unfortunately with football now and again, it does take time, you know. And one of the things we don't seem to have a lot of time is time. You know, I do believe he's assembled a very strong squad. You know, away from home, they've played 5, won 3, drew 1, lost 1, scored 9 and conceded 8. So if anyone thinks we're in for an easy game tomorrow, it's certainly not in the staff and our coaching room. They're a very well-equipped team. You know, Gary, in my opinion, had an outstanding year last year as manager. They've had some great wins in Capital Cups, FA Cups. They've took Fulham to extra time. It's there for all to see how strong the team Burton are. Sometimes after 10, 11 games, again, people look at league positions and everything, and it can be quite false.
Well, if we are sort of looking for avenues here, I mean, their discipline record, as cited by Gary this week, has been a problem. They're not really keeping men on the field for the full 90 minutes.
Again, it you know yourself, and I can fully see where Gary's coming from, even in last week's game against Southend. You know, everyone, Burton players will be wanting to show the manager, and the manager wants to show everyone how good we are and how up for the game. And that's football, and sometimes there's just a thin dividing line between being up for it and obviously getting, you know, players sent off. Burton have never struggled with disciplinary records since Gary's gone there. Mm. Sometimes with football, it has a habit of just doing it quite quickly and quite repetitively. You know, I'm sure that Gary will have that organised quite quickly, and I'm sure they'll keep 11 men on the pitch regularly.
Do people sort of within the game, other managers now, kind of feel about the amount of bookings and sending offs that you might get? It's a bit like speeding tickets. You can get them for next to nothing nowadays.
Hey, every game's different. You know, managers at every club have different philosophies on the game. And, you know, your job as manager is to conduct yourself properly and run your club properly. You know, nowadays, one of the big problems we have with refereeing is the inconsistencies in the refereeing, but we're not going to cure that. Referees are human beings and they make mistakes, and, you know, us managers should accept that. You know, during 90 minutes, I refuse to accept it, you know, but I do accept it quite quick after the game, you know, and I think a lot of the times we just all want to win. Gary Rowett wants to win, Paul Cook wants to win, you know, every manager in the country wants to win, and sometimes we've just got to allow referees to make a few mistakes.